KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with scattered flurries, a high around 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In area news, the chairpersons for the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations are reminding nonprofit groups and organizations that the deadline for submitting applications for the CCCF and ACCF Spring Grant Program is February 1st. Detailed application procedures, fact sheets, and a link to the application form can be obtained online at www.omahafoundation.org/SWIowa. Applications will only be accepted through the online system. You can contact any CCCF or ACCF board member for additional information, and you can contact Dennis Nissen or Denise Carlos at the omahafoundation.org for grant-specific questions at 800-794-3458. All completed applications will be considered at the March board meeting with notifications of results in early April. And only those organizations providing charitable services in Cass and Audubon County, respectively, are eligible for their separate county funds. They must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support and supply a copy of their 501c3 IRS determination letter. Also, requests for general operational funds will not be considered. Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson spoke to a large crowd during an event in Atlantic Thursday night at the Cass County Community Center. Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, talked about coming from a broken family that was held together by the fortitude of his mother, the loss of a campaign staffer during a crash on Interstate 80 in Cass County, terrorism, and how to fix the economy. He spoke about the income gap that Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders often speak of, and he said taxing the rich more will not solve the problem.
And then I'm saying it's those rich people, those evil rich people, and if we just take their money, everything will be just fine. Everything will not be fine. You just have everybody being poor then. Now that doesn't really work. That's called socialism. There's some people who think that that is okay. But the real culprit here is our fiscal irresponsibility. Our government, who is driving that debt to that level so that the Fed policy has to be what it is, that is what is ruining the future for America.
He said one of the keys to getting the nation back on track is controlling the amount of government regulations.
Last year, we had to pay almost $2 trillion in regulatory costs. Divide that up amongst American families, $24,000 per family of four. And that just so happens also to be the poverty level for a family of four, $24,000 a year. So if you really want to fight poverty, get rid of all these silly regulations. That's the way you fight it. Get the government out of every aspect of our lives.
Carson proposed looking at regulations in terms of cost versus benefits. As an example, he said clean energy may lower the Earth's temperature by a slight margin over 85 years, but it will cost billions of dollars and millions of jobs. Carson said policies cannot be ideologically driven. Instead, we should want policies driven by evidence. On the topic of terrorism, he said that ISIS is an existentialist threat and that we have to destroy the jihadists. We can't simply contain them because they're not going away. He suggested the way to do that is to consult with military experts and find out what it is they need to take terrorist land away from them and then give the military what they need instead of trying to tie their hands. He also said that we have to take their oil, which is their source of income. On the home front, Carson suggested Americans be trained on how to respond to terrorist situations.
If we begin to know what to do, it will make a difference. What we shouldn't be doing is what the president says, and that's trying to restrict law-abiding Americans from having guns. That doesn't make any sense when you have people who are here trying to kill you. What we should be doing instead is offering free courses to Americans in how to use their weapons.
Carson was also in favor of term limits for Congress and justices on the Supreme Court. When asked about government transparency, Carson said there needs to be a more open dialogue between the executive and legislative branches of government, and that those talks are public.
You know, these people, they do things behind closed doors, and you don't know who's advocating for you or who's advocating. Well, I would make it all extremely public and transparent, because that will, first of all, change a lot of the stick-in-the-mud people. because they know everybody's looking at them, so now they have to be real careful.
After he answered questions from the audience, Carson spoke briefly of the media. When asked about the low standing in the polls he has leading up to the Iowa caucuses, Carson said the town hall meetings, such as the one held in Atlantic and earlier in Glenwood, are the way to get his message out.
The more people you get in front of, the more people get to hear you rather than what people have said about you. That's really the key. I'm not a politician, so I'm not ever going to be one of those people who's like, let's see what says the wind is blowing, what's that say? It makes it really simple for me. All I have to do is tell the truth.
Carson said his campaign team has pulled together even more over the loss of Braden Joplin following the crash on I-80, and he never considered pulling out of the race because the reason he got into the race still exists.
No, because, you know, the reason that I got into this race still exists, and that is our country is moving rapidly in the wrong direction. And if we continue down the same path, and if we continue doing the same thing, and we continue putting the same kind of people with the same kind of promises in, we're going to get the same result.
Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic High School Industrial Technology Department is in the process of investigating the possibilities for developing a hands-on building trades program for high school students. Speaking earlier this week on KJAN's Heartbeat Today show, Derek Baer, industrial tech teacher, said the Project Renovate program would initially be for juniors and seniors.
This year, I decided I was going to go talk to Dr. Amstein about trying to start up more of a consistent building program, a construction program. We've had construction classes at the high school for a number of years, but they haven't been extremely comprehensive. And we, at one point in time, we had co-opted with Iowa Western, but for financial reasons, we had to cut that program. So now we're trying to start something up just here in Atlantic, just for Atlantic High School students and some of the surrounding school districts, and just for high school credit.
A course curriculum has been developed, and students will have the opportunity to register for the class during high school registration period in February. Already, he said 60 students have expressed an interest in the high school credit program.
Generally, what I'm looking for is students that just want to own a home, that just want to know how to do home maintenance. And that's really my ideal student, but we also want kids that are going to go into construction-related fields, that are going to do residential construction for a living, and that really want this as an opportunity so they have some professional experience before they get started either at their trade school or on the job.
A steering committee consisting of local contractors, carpenters, and land developers has been providing program guidance and development, and Vera says they will become an integral part in assisting teachers and students.
You know, there's a couple of members in the community that I've talked to about the Iowa Western program. You know, Don Sontag was a big supporter of the Iowa Western program. He's also helping us out with this. And then I believe back before that, the Atlantic High School built one of the houses over on the east side of the high school in that sort of residential area there. And I think I've talked to a couple community members that were part of that when they were in high school, and they seem to be really excited about it, and they remember a lot of information from that. So I think it's a good opportunity for our kids.
Bear says he's currently looking for possible construction projects in Atlantic. The committee has discussed renovating an entire house or working on a new construction project that might include home additions, remodels, and renovations of local residences.
We're going to need to start up a mobile shop, and then we need a project that we can really work on. So we're looking for, you know, a house in the community that someone is willing to donate and let us fix up, or if they have some, a blank lot and they would like to put a house on it and they want to pay for that, or if they want to build a garage or an addition to their house. We're looking for those size of projects and that sort of scale of project.
And he says they're not looking for small projects like bathroom remodels or closet installation, because those types of projects won't last an entire school year. Anyone having a home construction project that might be qualified for Project Renovate can contact Derek Baer at 243-5358. Should note that owners will be responsible for the cost of materials and other fees that might apply, and all projects must be within the city limits of Atlantic. The steering committee will meet in February to discuss possible construction projects. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.